2013 will not be the year I finally get the MacArthur Genius Award. I won't go skydiving, thrilling though it must be to jump, to fall, and then to sail down to earth like some exotic seed. When this new year is old, I still will not have seen the pyramids of the pharaohs or the mountains of Tibet. All my life, I've wanted to have my own sculpture garden, and knowing I can't buy even one, let alone a dozen artworks in stone and metal and wood, I've long thought maybe I should try my hand at it. I could become a sculptor. Not this year, though. They say when you make a wish, you mustn't tell or it won't come true. This wisdom, I think, reflects the difference between wanting and wishing, the difference between desire and hope. To get the things you want, you must be able to name them. You have to know just what you desire. Then you can plan or work or scheme to fulfill your desire. If I want you to pass the potatoes, I know just what to do about it, and so will you. But if I wish that you would surprise me, or if I hope to be more generous to my friends, if I'm to become more like the person I wish I was, then talking about it doesn't help. The harder we try to define and pin down our dream, the farther it seems to drift away. Exactly like waking and remembering some feelings and images even as they evaporate, and then launching into the first routines of the day, its socks and its coffee and its clock, and then sometimes out of nowhere in mid-afternoon, we remember something of the world we left behind on the pillow, working in us, casting its light and coloring the scenery. Maybe that's something I'll do in 2013, sleep in a little longer, look less often at the clock. A year ago, at a single stroke, my son became the father of a newborn and a four-year-old. For these boys, the little ones and my not-so-little one, every day means doing things they've never done before. The end of the year, for instance, brought the new dad that giddy late-night Christmas Eve preparing surprises, brought the five-year-old spinning wildly down a snowy hill on his new saucer sled, brought the baby his first triumphant steps across the room. And for me, too, it's new territory. The bonds I've started to form with these incredible, fast-changing little persons grow stronger with every hour that we spend together. And I see myself differently. When you're out on an explore with a five-year-old and he says, "Watch this, Grandpa," just before leaping off a fallen tree trunk, you're not quite the same as you were before. Those woods and the hours of the morning, the way he basks in your attention, it's all new, all never been done before. The hopes and wishes for what's to come. May you and yours surprise yourselves. And be ready always to be told to or to say, "Watch this."